You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdal. Now to Hong Kong, where protests against the Chinese government are now in their 10th week. And the Hong Kong airport, normally one of the busiest in the world, is still essentially shut down. Most flights have been canceled after protesters swarmed the area. They were prompted by complaints of police brutality towards smaller protests over the weekend. The unrest there is not slowing down, and it's starting to take a toll on the region's economy. And as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, it has the potential to reach much further than that.
Hong Kong's economy has already begun to suffer, not simply from protests, but from basic uncertainty as to what its future looks like.
Hong Kong is reporting about a 3% contraction in its economy overall.
Robert Daly is head of the Kissinger Institute on China and the United States.
Commercial property transactions are falling, and real estate overall, the market is fragile. Tourism is down. We're starting to see issues in retail as well.
A lot is riding on China's response to the protests, according to Michael Herson with the Eurasia Group.
If Beijing intervenes in Hong Kong in a way that calls into question the one country, two systems framework, then it will give the foreign business community less confidence that Hong Kong is different from mainland China.
And Hong Kong is no longer the only launch point into China that it once was. Businesses have options from Singapore to Shenzhen. If capital flees this major financial hub, Hong Kong's currency could come under pressure.
That could have a ripple effect to emerging markets and potentially to China as well, because Hong Kong does remain a very important source of offshore financing for Chinese corporates and Chinese banks.
John Dotson edits the China Brief for the Jamestown Foundation and says the Chinese government is bolstering Hong Kong's police force rather than preparing an actual military intervention.
I do think they're very alarmed over this situation, but I also think that they're hoping to wait it out.
So for now, it's a game of chicken, with the economic and political stability of multiple regions of the world at stake. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.